Christmas truly is the most wonderful time of the year. The very thought of it stirs up all kinds of feelings and emotions. A part of each and every Christmas are the memories we hold precious and dear. But more valuable than those sweet memories is the remembrance of a Savior who came from heaven and changed the world. As we retell the story of the birth of Jesus, we are reminded of the angels who proclaimed glad tidings of great joy. We remember Mary and Joseph as they sought for shelter in Bethlehem. Shepherds, wise men, Simeon, King Herod, all characters who took part in the wondrous event we call Christmas. In the midst of remembering that glorious night of miracles, we cannot keep from rejoicing, for we have good reason to rejoice. Jesus Christ, God's Son, came seeking for you and me. He came to love, heal, and forgive. And once you experience his love and healing, his forgiveness, you cannot keep from praising him and giving him the glory.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. And the soul felt its worth, a thrill of hope. A weary world rejoices for yonder grace, a new and glorious morn. Thank you.
Christmas is a time of remembering and rejoicing. But most important of all, it's a time to worship, a time to adore the one who came to save us. Looking back at the Christmas story, we find that every person who encountered this holy child worshiped him. We are in good company when we blend our hearts together in worship at Christmas. For we find ourselves in the throngs of the angels and the shepherds and the wise men who all praise and worship this child named Jesus. And you know, the Christmas story is still being written. For when we bow our knee before the Lord and receive him as our personal Savior, we become a part of the Christmas story. It becomes more than just a memory. It becomes the constant reminder that we have been forgiven of our sins and that we have received the gift of Christmas, which is eternal life. We no longer simply remember him because now we know him, not just as a babe in Bethlehem, but as our Savior and our Lord. And to think that any day now, this King, the one who was born in Bethlehem, the one who died for us and rose from the dead, will leave his heavenly throne one more time. King Jesus will come to take his children home to live with him in his house forever and ever. And until that moment, we will remember, we will rejoice, and yes, we will worship.
Joy, especially after that one. If it's not, check up. In the midst of remembering that glorious night of miracles, we can't keep from rejoicing. Amen? Amen. So, for we have a good reason to rejoice. Jesus Christ, God's Son, came seeking for you and for me. He came to love, heal, and forgive. Once you experience His love and His healing and His forgiveness, you can't keep from praising His name and giving Him glory. So let's do that. Let's stand. We're all going to stand, and we're going to sing a medley of hymns. And I challenged the choir this morning. It's not about the right notes, but it's about truly worshiping our Lord and Savior. This medley is one of my favorites because it contains one of my most favorite hymns in all the world. So I challenge you this morning, worship. Sing to Him this morning because it's all about Him. It's not about us. It's not about the beautiful choir dressed in red this morning. So sing to Him this morning.
Oh, season. It's just another holiday. Who is this babe that we give adoration? He is the Savior, the Lord of salvation. He is still the same today. And if your heart condemns you, He is greater than your heart. And if your life is broken, He can mend the broken heart. From His Father's throne in glory to a manger filled with hay. From Bethlehem to Calvary, Jesus Christ is still the only way. Where do you run when you're trying to hide from the fear and the feelings you're locking inside? Must you keep it all within? Here is a man who already forgave you. He has the power to conquer and save you, if you will only let Him in. The only